keeping you in touch with Michigan and the world.
In a white room with black curtains near the station.
All righty, it's Thursday. You know, we've had some entertaining Thursday activity already. Ted Nugent was on earlier. Always entertaining. But more consistent in his entertainment value is our next guest who's here, and he's always delivering, and he's bringing the heat every time. He's from Celebration Cinemas. The one, the only, the man, the legend, the myth himself, Ron Van Timmeren. Ron, welcome back to the program.
Steve, me and Ted and you all the same day? Woohoo!
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Well, what's up, my friend?
You know, it's going to be another fun weekend at the box office and the movie business. If all the spring breakers haven't left town, there's a few things left to see. I can't decide. Well, okay, I got to see Scarlett Johansson's new movie, Ghost in the Shell. What do you think?
Ah, Ghost in the Shell. I know nothing of it, but, you know, if Scarlett's in it, it's probably, you know, she's a pretty solid actress all the way around in most things that I see. I think she's pretty decent what she does.
Yeah, pretty and pretty decent. Yeah.
To say the least.
Of course, she's one of the biggest box office draws in the world, number one in the female list anyway, but mostly because of those Marvel Comics movies she does. But remember Lucy from a couple of summers ago, actually 2014? That's what Ghost in the Shell reminds me. This time she's a human cyborg hybrid, and she's out fighting crime, and well, let's just say it's very stylish looking, definitely eye candy, going to be awesome in 3D on the IMAX screen. Well, rated PG-13, looks like your terrific action again here. Families is it's the Boss Baby. Got Alec Baldwin doing the voice of this big head baby dressed in a suit, and Steve, Tim, the baby, is on a mission from Baby Corp to stop Puppy Corp from stealing all the love in the world. There's a setup for it.
So you've got an oversized. Look at the head on that one. It's huge. It's got a big old head. It's got a big head on the baby, is what you're telling me.
Right, big head baby with a voice of Alec Baldwin. So that's funny enough as a setup for me already. Lisa Kudrow and Jimmy Kimmel play the parents. Toby Maguire, the narrator. Steve Buscemi does the voice of the bad guy. He's the head of the Puppy Corp.
Yeah.
So look for a family fun there. Again, if your kids are out of school next week, this will be strong. And not quite as strong as Beauty and the Beast, however. We're predicting third week number one in the world, over $700 million in the box office already worldwide for Beauty and the Beast.
That's incredible. You know, and I'm looking at the list, you know, because I have this every week before you come on, and I was seeing what I was marveling at when it comes to money is the fact that Lego remains in the top 10. It's been there since it's been there forever. It just never leaves. It's at $171 million, if I'm not mistaken, if I'm reading this right.
No, you are right. In 7 weeks of release, and you know, PG has become the new best rating out there for box office, it seems, especially since Disney's been mining their old content for live-action remakes. So that's, you know, that's a good thing. Good family, wholesome PG entertainment is ruling the box office. Nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely. I like it, actually, the fact that, you know, like the Lego movie, I can take my kids and I can go. And it's cool because, you know, there's a long period of time there. What are you going to take your kids to the movie to see? Not much, you know,
right.
But there's been a lot of offerings and they seem to be pretty consistent because the theaters know it's going to bring big money. So they do it.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're looking forward to a big summer with more of that, including and even another Smurfs movie, believe it or not, next week.
Well, also, you know, I don't like all kids' movies, but go on.
I know, right?
Yeah.
The Little Blue Guys, yes. The Zookeeper's Wife, that getting really good reviews. Jessica Chastain, Daniel Brühl, star in this true story and worth of a setup in World War II, Warsaw, Poland, when the Nazis invade Poland and they blow up the zoo and they actually turn their operation into saving Jews. from the Warsaw ghetto back in 1939, 1940. So that really looks like a good historical drama with a great cast getting good reviews. That's The Zookeeper's Wife.
I got to ask a question. I got to ask a question about that because I'm looking at the thing here, PG-13, right? Yep. But disturbing images, violence, brief sexuality, nudity, and smoking. But how does that get a PG-13 rating when it's got nudity?
Well, you know, you can get away with a little bit of skin in a PG-13 these days, just like you can get away with a couple of F words, but too much, too many, then you're in the R territory.
I gotcha.
Here. But,
a brief shot of the buttocks is legal, is what you're telling me.
Right.
Okay, just exactly. So I'm clear. I just want to make sure I'm clear. Go on.
Yes. Anyway, so those are the new things. We got some, the Indie Film Series in Grand Rapids and Lansing. Kicking off a new series this weekend, our Flix Family Film Festival. Here's a free movie for kids for spring break. It's called Sing. It was a big hit at Christmas time back in theaters for free for kids 12 and under for spring break. Power Rangers came in second place in that last weekend, did $40 million. That was overachieving, so they'll hang in there. Kong, Skull Island, Life, Logan, Get Out, Chips, Shaq, Lego, Batman, all holding over.
And don't forget, you can get your tickets online, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right, Ron?
You can, Steve. Reserve your seats, especially those recliners. You want one of
those
babies, reserve it up online at CelebrationCinema.com. Good idea.
That's a really good idea, Ron. Whoever came up with that ought to, get a gold star. Everybody, it's Ron Van Timmeren. Where would I find you?
We'll see you at the movies.
There he is, Ron Van Timmeren, everybody. He gets a gold star. We're going to take a quick break here. We've got a couple more things to get through. And then open lines for you today. We're going to talk about Michigan schools overhaul and accountability to make sure all students get the attention they deserve. And then we're going to open the lines just for you, the listeners here. That hotline number, if you don't know it, is 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966. That spells full contact radio, common sense, and a whole lot more. I don't know how you get it out of there, but I do. 888-900-9966. We'll be right back.